Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here on this Sunday, the first Sunday in October. In our call to worship today, we're continuing through 3 John. I think it's one of those important letters that we need to read often because it often touches on things that are happening in our time. And as he wrote this letter, he stops and he says, you know, I wrote you 2 previous letters. And one of the fellows in the church didn't like them. His name was Diotrephes. Notice, please, in verse 9, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Do you know that church problems have been around for a very long time? This dates back to the first century. We have a tendency to think that everybody back then were all saintly people and they were all just walking in the faith, and us modern people, we're just horrible compared to those people that lived back there. What is he describing here? He's describing a proud, arrogant man that didn't want anything to do with the Apostle John. And when they had the missionaries show up, as are mentioned before, and how the church had been reaching out and bringing them in, taking care of them, providing housing for them, allowing them to speak and so forth, this fellow says, we don't want them in the church, and I don't agree with all you people that are supporting these missionaries. We don't know anything about them, and blah, 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 you know. And eventually, breaking peace with them and not wanting to be associated with them because they were helping these people that we haven't really had a chance to check out yet, even though they were approved by the Apostle John. The biggest problem that Diotrephes had was authority. That was the biggest problem. The Apostle John's authority, he wanted it for himself. And for somebody else to say, to do something or to help someone without his approval and sanction was a problem. You know, the world is full of those kind of people. They feel like that they've been called on high to, discern all that's right. I know what's right. Nobody else knows what's right. You know, those kind of people, the Bible says here in this passage, are malicious and they ought to be out of the church. They ought to be out of the church. He goes, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. In other words, this is a charlatan. This is an individual that doesn't know anything about God. You know, we live in a world today where we have to be discerning as Christians, amen? You've got to be on your toes all the time. You cannot afford to go asleep, Christian, in the times in which we live. There are false teachers abounding everywhere. And the more you know of this book, the better equipped you'll be to be able to understand and know, hey, that's not right. That's false teaching. That's a charlatan. That's somebody that's taking authority that doesn't have it. We need to understand that these problems have existed throughout all time. All you have to do is read the book that's Pastor Watt's going to be studying in 1 Corinthians. You read that book and you find out what it was like in those early days of the church. There were a lot of problems. There's always been problems. Why? Because we have human beings. No one, now listen to me, no one is above that. We all, if we don't watch our heart, can create problems and difficulties and so forth like that. Now, what's the remedy for that? Humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Get under His authority. And you won't be having problems with those that God has given authority to continue His work here upon this earth. The problem is that we buck God's authority. And so may we today in this church, so we're fixing to open His book, amen? He's going to have some things to tell us in His book. Now, am I going to sit here in this service and pass judgment on His word? Well, I don't agree with that. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Your second name is Diotrephes, okay? And you need to get yourself right with God Almighty. We don't need more Diotrephes. We need more people who are submitted to the will and power and might of God. Amen? That starts with our singing service. We're fixing to sing praises to whom? The God of this church. And we want to honor Him with our voices. We want to honor Him with our attention. And we want to submit ourselves to His book. May we do so today.